Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Daniel.
We are live.
Okay, folks. I mean, look, so I was down in Ballycotton last week and I had to disassemble every fucking wire and thing and cameras, the six cameras. There's an A10 Mini Extreme. There's a Rodecaster Pro 2. There's all kinds of wires and things. And now I've just had to reconnect it and find everything, and I couldn't find anything. And it's very, very stressful. And you know what I mean? So like, even before I've started, it's like running a marathon before running a marathon. So just letting you know, yeah, that that's what the crack is.
Preparation, training, consistency.
Can you hear Hannah? Can you?
I can't hear myself.
Can you not? Maybe turn up your headphones?
Well, no, this should be fine. What are your head? Are your headphones at 12, are they?
Yeah.
12 o'clock. They should be fine. We're at input number one. Can you turn them up a little bit?
I'm fine now.
Yeah.
But David, what happened in Ballycotton? So you packed everything, but you've forgotten two important pieces of equipment. So you actually could not use all the cameras you were packing for hours.
Okay, let me translate that into understandability. I thought I forgot a bag of essential equipment. And then an hour before the podcast, I realized I hadn't forgotten the bag, but I couldn't use the equipment because we didn't have enough time to set up. Anyway, like Hannah said, it's really okay. Look, I'm very, very happy to have Debo back
Devo,
again.
Debo, I'm so happy.
Yeah, and as you know, Debo is she used to be a nurse, and then she did. She was a carer, and then she did various other jobs, and then I met you about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. It's outside the international.
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Yeah, and you were quite a deranged fan.
No, I wasn't. My friend had two free tickets and she was like, my mom knows this lad called Devo, let's go to this gig. And we went. And then we talked to you outside. We had a cigarette, I think.
I could be your father. I could be your father because you're not even 30, are you?
Devo, I'm nearly 30. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Because that's the same age as my son Daniel, who's 30. I could be your father. I could be your father.
You could father a lot of kids around here.
Everyone could father a lot of kids.
But David, we
if
got.
You were riding every day as a man. You could have kids every day. Sorry,
I'd say around 2020, didn't we? During the COVID, because I was like walking and I saw you one day. I was like, Dave, do you live here? And you were like, yeah.
And then,
about 4 years now, we're probably like talking.
We've known each other.
Yeah. And we've just blossomed, David.
And so Debbie also, you know, got a dog, which is a sign that you want somebody to care for. You're a natural caring person.
I love animals and I had a cat for like 10 years. So I wanted a dog for a long time. So I love him. Yeah.
So Debbie has left her little smelly dog in the bedroom upstairs and he's howling. So you might be able to hear that in the background. He's not howling, but he's just barking.
It's a strange situation. can hear me a bit.
Oh shit, and I left fucking Ruby outside. She'll probably be...
Do you want to bring her in?
No, because then she's going to freak out about the dog.
She won't. Because the door's closed though.
She'll be able to smell it.
Or leave her in here maybe.
That'll make the dog go real crazy.
Ruby starts pissing around. You know, because cats, when they want to mark territory, they start pissing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna freak out.
So unplanned. Are we like on the podcast now?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess she's gonna cut out the silence.
David just left.
Did you? Yeah. Did your mother said about David's show? Did she?
She might have saw the first podcast, yeah.
But listen, how long have you been living in Portobello?
Like,
all your life?
Over 15 years, I'd say.
Yeah, so
we didn't move far down.
So you didn't meet Davo before that gig?
Davo.
No, I met him at the gig about 10 years ago, and then...
And then you didn't think much of him, did you?
Well, I didn't know him.
This is Davo and Devo.
Davo
the
Devo.
Devo thing started like about 2 years ago, did it?
Yeah, I promoted the fact that you were going to be on this podcast a few days ago. And a couple of guys sent me direct messages and they were saying, is Devo single? Is Devo? And then I'm like, mate, I'm not a fucking Tinder. You know, I'm not a dating app. You know, get your own fucking girlfriends.
Yeah. And also... Devo is not into men, are you? Or is that okay to
not
say?
Not this again, David. You know what? Like, it's not something I've been focusing on now for quite a while. Because, like, my attention
neither.
Is diverted, you know?
Mine too.
Yeah. But I think I said on, like, the last podcast, I think labels are quite old-fashioned, so...
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You're fluid. I'm fluid
Well, what do you think, Devo? About labels and stuff.
Well, I think labels are good when you like.
And they are on clothes.
On clothing, because you know I like the idea of labels. Like these are, I can't remember the
Versace.
No,
they're just more niche. They're just for three old people.
But like I don't know. Do you mean labels? Sexual labels?
No, the labels you put on people that you like to label people, put them in the certain category, and then you feel safe. Oh, because they are labeled, I know who they are, and I can move on.
I wonder how many labels like do people have? Like, there's a sexual label.
Do you remember the other day you labeled me as flaky? This is Debo. And
oh,
she's
you
flaky.
Are flaky.
But so are you, Devo.
I'm not as flaky
That's
as you.
That's how we click, though, Devo.
You see, you're very gaslighting, Debo. You see, because
that's below the belt. You cannot just call someone gaslighting.
But like me and
explaining,
Devo click on being a bit odd, a bit flaky, don't we, though?
Yeah, you're flaky. You're flaky, Devo.
Well, so are you.
Debbie, I'm not. Like many times I've done like a gig. Yeah. Devo, you know, can you get me into the, you know, and then then it's all drama. It's all bullshit.
I
can't. And then,
up.
You know. Yeah, but it's never a simple.
I went to two.
It's never a simple thing with you. It's always a little bit of drama.
I will
little
improve
bit of this.
On no, going to the gig.
No, it's okay. Devo, I'm not going to, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Or something.
Are you saying that you don't want
No, because she's all over the gaff. She can't make an appointment.
But you know, David, she's right. When I know you, like, maybe you improved a little bit. But before, you couldn't make an appointment with you.
But
you
when
couldn't
I can,
stick
I
to
do
anything.
Just like
an
serious
hour.
Serious
There's no light on
up.
My boys, for Christ's sake. They're just sitting there in the dark. My boys.
Well, you're distracting us. You just don't want to go into that avenue. I know. I know you very well.
No, I'm not distracting. No, okay. I just want to say, well, just mark down and we'll get back to it, Hannah.
Yeah,
where's your pen?
He tells me all the time. He did, you know, like, I can't speak while we're preparing stuff. Like, Jack talks about his story, you know, tells his story.
Okay, no, sorry, Debbie, here's
and
the thing.
And I have to make notes.
Debbie, look.
And you don't even pay attention to me.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to bang on about this, but there's a lot of preparation that you have to connect each camera, power supply, HDMI, it goes into the A10 Mini Extreme, you have to make sure everything. I don't want to bore you with the details, but while I'm trying to do that,
you are.
Hannah's like, this cost me €130 for this hair. And I'm like, I can't listen to your hair right now. I need to plug everything in and connect everything in.
But I have to hear to your hair.
This cock doesn't suck itself, Hannah.
Oh my God, that's shocking. You do not talk to people
David.
Like this. This is embarrassing. This is actually degrading. This is like misogynist.
This is massage. Way.
No, it's not a massage.
Do you know
to my
what,
ears.
David, right? I haven't gone to a few of your gigs, but I always call around to you. Do you have friends that call around as much as I do?
Whoa. Wait a second. I haven't seen you in about 7 fucking months.
Oh my God. You saw me today and the other day.
Yeah. And before that, I hadn't seen
because
you for 7
months.
Because
you were away.
No, I wasn't away. I was here. You were off. Can we talk about, we don't want to talk about this. There's a family situation that we can't mention.
Well, like, I don't want to go too morbid with stuff.
Well, it's not morbid. Everyone deals
with.
Can we talk about your dad's kind of has got a health issue and you're looking after him?
Yeah, I don't want to go too deep.
We're not going deep.
I've been like occupied so much with that over a year and a half.
Right.
So that's obviously reasons that like I had to cancel going to your gigs and meeting friends and stuff like that. But luckily, like most friends have understood. So
now,
I feel like
I can't. Okay, sorry.
No, you're grand. But like, it's when you have something like that and so much more, you have to like fit everything in and juggle everything. And it's really, really hard. But you just get on with it, Dave.
Does it? Yeah, okay.
You just have to.
Okay, you're all positive now all of a sudden.
I'm always positive.
Hey, listen, but does it sap your... When you're doing that and you're kind of the sole carer pretty much, it seems like, does it make you feel that you don't want to go...
Cold,
oh, Jesus,
I need to drink
fucking water bottle, Jack Daniel.
Just don't throw it.
Here,
really
cheers,
hard.
Hannah.
Cheers.
It's really annoying, Dave-o.
And Hannah leaves that everywhere. It's like a little landmine.
That's why we're not together.
It's like a landmine. That bloody thing. But does it make you feel like you don't have confidence or you don't want to see anybody because you're going...
No, like I do everything. Like I see friends when I can, go to gym. I think it's just made me a stronger person because it came on so quickly and I had to take on a lot of responsibility. But obviously I don't have as much freedom as I had before.
God, you're such a good... person because you take it so seriously.
Yeah.
You don't mess around.
I think
with it.
Like when it
like
comes to family. It's properly,
it's not just a word. It's you're actually caring for another person full
so
time.
You can learn something from Debo.
Well, I've always been good like to my parents and I try to care for my friends as well. So like,
well,
I feel
sorry.
It's just a lot more. But like if Hannah...
No,
God forbid, got sick. What would you do?
Yeah, well, that's a different
thing. You wouldn't
thing,
just
you
call me.
I probably wouldn't.
Sorry, you just said that. You are in as regards me, because we're friends, but we're not like family.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You definitely did abandon me for 8 months. That's
sorry,
okay.
David.
Okay.
Just life and all that.
Hey, Hannah.
That's just a little doggy.
What were you going on about your hair?
Oh, it's just that I got again my hair done and it cost me €130. And again, it's not the one I asked for.
You mean not the color?
Not the color, because I wanted more blonde around the
you
face.
See the Debo, you know,
I waited for 2 months. Yeah. I paid €130.
How the fuck? Does, sorry, can I just ask?
And then I go in there and I'm
is Hannah's
saying,
voice isn't loud enough, Daniel?
It is loud.
Is it on the right position?
It's,
I mean, is it on the right setting microphone?
Can you not hear it? I hear it perfectly.
But I feel it's like my one is louder.
Well, you speak louder, but... Okay.
Go on.
Hannah.
Yes, I am speaking.
You can hear Hannah perfectly.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, but anyway, how come it takes so long for colorists to book? Is there that much of a backlog? 2 fucking months.
I don't know. She's booked up. She's just only one in that salon. So, you know, She's got enough clients.
But the 2 months.
So, you know, like you don't want to go more often than 2 months. Could you imagine going every 3 weeks and pay 130
And they
euro?
Won't keep going over, David, because they'll tell you that the hair can be damaged. That, like, if the colour is wrong. So it is frustrating, especially if you're paying for it and, like, waiting for, like, the couple of hours for it to dry in. And then turns out wrong. It's happened me a few times.
Do you know what Debo was saying?
Yes, I know what she's saying.
David, Debo, you dyed your hair blonde.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I just shoved stuff on my head and that was
it. Yeah, that's enough for you, David. No, you don't need any sophistication. You know, you just pour it over your head.
Daniel,
you
Jack,
come up
this is the
yellow,
thing.
And then
you
know, walk
some people, and is it, you know, women, I don't want to make generalizations, but in my experience with human beings, they, you know, when you go to the salon, you know, I want this color, but you're never satisfied. It's always, no, it's just slightly not that one. It's exactly that one, but not that. It's
you see, I trusted that woman. I said, the last time was too dark. I want a light around my face.
Yeah.
Is it like that? No, it isn't. She was doing all these different pockets in my hair, and I waited 2 hours, and, you know, it's not what I wanted.
Oh, can I also say that me, Jack, and Daniel, I'm very happy to have Debo here, by the way. You see, I like Debo more than she likes me, which is quite obvious.
David,
it
I
is
like
obvious.
You.
No, you don't. Yeah, but I like you more.
Excuse me, David. Why did you say me, Jack, and Daniel, and you leave me out? So are you insinuating that I will not like Debo because she's a woman?
Me, Hannah, Jack, and Daniel did a podcast in Ballycotton in a place called Sea Church. And I had to edit it, and I looked back, and basically I took over the whole thing, and I wouldn't let anybody else speak. And in fact, during the podcast, somebody shouted out, "Open the cage," referring to Daniel's part of the show. And Daniel, such a nice, I was just looking at him. He's so good, so supportive.
Yeah.
Like if I was in his situation, I'd be screaming and shouting. Yeah, I was embarrassed.
You should be.
You know, I barely let anybody. So Daniel, thank you. Appreciate that.
I've got some.
Daniel.
It's all good.
You see how good he is? The way he just, he's so chilled
out.
Yeah.
I've got some comments here. One second.
Did you, by the way, have an open the cage prepared? You probably did.
Yeah, I did.
Why did you not want to say, hey?
I don't know. There was a few things happening at that time when there was a few people shouting. So I didn't exactly. No, I don't know. I didn't know when to come in or whatever.
Yeah.
Hi, can I say something? So, Smashy Rushy says, Dave's sons are a credit to him. It's a great thing. They are nothing like him.
David.
Ouch.
Do you remember when we did the first podcast?
Yeah.
And someone said,
yeah.
Dave has met his match and
what did she say, Devo?
Do you remember? And I came around and I said, Devo, someone left a bad comment about us.
Well, they left a bad comment about you
that
or
wasn't
me?
About.
The two of us saying
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. And this is the other thing.
That's
and actually, no. Devo makes a good point. Like, Devo, you know, she may present, you know, a bit of a. Well, actually, you're not a tough.
No, I'm not.
You're not rough. You're very soft. I think it's just the Dublin accent. It sort of throws you. No, I don't want to hurt your feelings. It's very common.
It's just that you're more like posh than I am, but I'm not
Debbie,
like a how are you?
Debbie doesn't
he's
have
just
it.
Pretending.
Yeah. I know.
You are a fucking how are you?
No, I'm not, David.
Yeah. Well, you may.
If you want me to be, I will.
Yeah, but you talk like a hairy.
Do your best impression of a Dublin accent.
Of a Dublin accent?
Yeah. Do your best impression.
How's it going, David?
That's how you talk normally.
No, I do. You always do that to me to wind me up as well. But I know that I say burger very...
Burger. It's funny. I remember Joanne McNally talking to Joanne McNally, and she didn't realise... She's a very D4 accent, and she thought she didn't.
Well, she does.
Yeah.
But you know,
great story, David. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. There's another comment about our podcast, Andy Kaufman, Zone of Awkwardness. And
the point is, Debo, and actually, this is a good a piece of advice for anyone doing anything. That might where you might be in a position to be criticized.
Yeah, because this is
actually good because Debo I don't know if you were as hurt as you said you were, but you were kind of, Dave, I can't believe this comment and blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. And then I'm like, and I'm not saying we're in the same league as like really famous people or well-known people or people who have achieved great things publicly in this country, whatever. But it doesn't matter who you are, especially in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
There'll always be, you know, Dicko 510. He's a fucking cunt. I hate his face. I hate his life. He's shit. Eat shit. Fuck off. There'll always be people who will dislike you and hate you.
And
you just have to accept that. And, you know, but it's not good to read those comments, but it's hard
not
to. But
also online, like, they're all anonymous. They don't have an account. They just can write whatever. They wouldn't say it into your face, or they wouldn't say it if they were to say it out loud.
Oh, there's a few, people, Jack.
The funny thing is, though, is that the things that hurt the most are the most true, you know? You know, like, when people read comments, you know, and there's hate, you know, but they're people can hate on people, but if there's a slice of truth,
I listen. There's a slice
of truth in hatred sometimes, you know.
But there are some people who I know I can see on TikTok or thing. You can see them setting up accounts specifically to say something
which is negative, kind of,
which is
horrible.
It's kind of I don't know, creepy or a bit sad.
It's encouraged by the social media, because if you look at. They want as much engagement. And I actually love reading arguments on Instagram or YouTube, because you'll watch a video about like how to make tea, and then someone will be like, this tea is better than this other tea. And then before you know it, it's like deteriorated to Muslim versus Catholic or Christian like arguments. Like somehow it devolves to that. But if you look at like the top 10 Christian pages on Facebook, like 7 of them are ran by AIs and stuff, and they're like, those pages are the most biggest feeders of like hatred and stuff.
But speaking of creepy, and you know, people setting up accounts to try and undermine somebody that they have an issue with, it is like for me, you know, whoever that person is or those people are who set up accounts specifically to write little shitty messages. I could have taken the piss out of them when they were at a very vulnerable time on the street. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I mean?
The AI probably as well.
Well,
their burner accounts. It's called a burner account.
What is really creepy is that they reckon that there are these little technological areas in Russia where they specifically nurture division over in the United States, and they send, you know, all this kind of information and get people arguing and get people, you know, going on this side and that side.
I don't think that's a new thing.
Oh, it's not a new divide and conquer.
Yeah. I don't know. I think divide and conquer.
It's funny, isn't it?
But it's also a great excuse, because whenever anyone loses something nowadays,
it's Russia.
It's actually funny. Both sides, Democratic and Republican, when Trump was elected, they were saying it's Russian interference. And then,
do you think
Russia wasn't, you know, in
what country, Debo? Oh yeah, Debo. You speaking of Russians? You went to the United States
for the first time alone,
and you went alone.
When? Yeah, in November.
But what's interesting about you, Debo, is that, you know, like. What's interesting about Debo is
you were going to Thailand with Devo.
Yeah.
And I made an agreement with Devo. I said, you send me videos of your trip and I'll send you mine. I got to New York and Devo never texts me back.
Look at him.
Why are you talking like you're a Disney character all of a sudden? Who the fuck
you
are you?
You do that too.
Yeah, but wait.
You do that in your gigs. You're like,
hey. David never told me to tippy 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 tippy.
Oh, David, I'm sorry. You know, he was barking at us. Devo was barking at us.
She's calling me Devo.
You were just saying, Hannah, don't do it. And then he goes outside, and what we hear, hi, hello, to his neighbors. Hello, how are you? Hi. I didn't know that his voice can be that high, even.
Devo. But Devo, I have to say this, right, because you are really caring. Remember a few months ago, I had like quite a difficult patch.
Yeah.
And I called around and you literally like hugged me and you were like, I'm here for you, Debo. And I think you turned on Barbie or something, the new movie. But like, you genuinely spoke to me like really intensely for like 20 minutes, and you were physically there for me.
Yes,
I even was. Though physically. I have other friends too, but like you were
but I know because
it mattered. Like.
You were, yeah. That's the good thing about, you know. Friendship. Davis, no. Speaking authentically is making me awkward. But yeah, no. You know, Debo is a lot younger than me. She's 30, and she was going through a rough.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
She's going through a rough time.
And that's when you also said, like, non-famous people are famous people. They always have like things said about them that are untrue, and you just have to keep going and everything. Remember that day? It really got into me.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And meaning I freaked that David out. Is really famous, and you're not famous.
No.
Yeah?
What?
Like people in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. What was that? I didn't say famous.
You're very famous, David.
I'm not famous.
Debo said famous and not famous. I was just curious.
David, don't be so rude to your wife.
What did I?
I'm not his wife.
Oh, ex-wife.
I heard. I thought famous. I'm inclined to cut that out, the idea that I was saying to you that I was using me as an example and describing myself.
No, it wasn't you. No, you said to me, don't worry, Debo, non-famous people and famous people always get like stuff said about them that's untrue online. Oh. But you weren't referring to yourself. You meant like humanity in general.
Yeah. It's interesting. John McDonough, the director, Martin's, you know, brother, he said that when you finally do hook up with a girl or a boy or whatever, and you have sex and the validation that you get from it and the way it makes you feel, he said, sex is fame for normal people.
Yeah.
Sex is fame. It's like feeling.
Sex is fame for normal people.
Whatever.
So,
but Debo, you went to. Sorry, yeah. Go on.
How was Thailand? And then I'll tell you about mine. If you want to know,
we did a podcast from Thailand. Now listen, what I'm interested, you went on your own to New York, and you said you were overwhelmed.
It was more of a challenge. Okay,
what was challenging about it? You jump on a fucking plane.
See, it was my first solo holiday trip, and my first time in America. So all of this stuff was new to me.
The public would like to know what motivated you to travel all the way to the United States on your own. Sex, go on.
As a challenge. I just booked it like a month in advance. I had a bit of time.
You
and
were
I was
flirting
like,
with somebody online, and you.
No, I was.
You
well,
were. You're planning to meet.
I was
someone.
Texting somebody in another state, but I went to New York. But that's the reason. I just went for myself. I needed a break anyway. I hadn't been away since 2019. And I was like, now's the time I can go. And I went. The first 2 days, I freaked out.
Go on, tell me what. I mean, was it like culture shock?
No, I liked it, but like I was alone in a different country that I'd never been before. I was trying to figure out the signs of the streets, east side and west side and everything. So
And why couldn't you figure it out? Isn't it fairly?
I kind of got overwhelmed with how busy it was.
Yeah.
For the first 2 days, so I kind of chilled, but. The last 2 days of my trip, I kind of pushed myself out there. I went around the sites. I had a good time. And yeah, I wasn't as afraid as I was at the start.
But you said like you spent a day trying to find a charger for your fucking phone.
Oh, David, I bought a charger here and the guy gave me a charger for like a different country.
Who? What guy?
Some guy in town I bought. I said like I'm going to the US or whatever.
You mean
an
adapter?
Yeah. And when I got over there, I went to plug it in. I was like, oh my God, it's not working. See, I arrived there really late at night, so it was really dark, and so my phone had gone like down to about 5%, and I went down to the hotel reception. I was like, hi, I'm from Ireland, I just checked in a while ago, my charger doesn't fit your sockets, my phone is dying, I can't contact anyone. And they were like, yeah, go to, I think like the shop was called CVS or something, and go up there. And so I went out and I finally found it, and they didn't have it. So then they
wait, an adapter. It's a 3-pin plug.
Yeah.
You came over to the United States with a 3-pin fucking plug.
No, some other plug that. No, not a 3-pin. Another adapter, but it didn't fit theirs.
Ah.
Maybe right. European.
That's what they said, it was European. So
Debo, you're going to have to come with us the next time on holiday. Debo, listen to me. Mm-hmm. Debo, wouldn't you like to do that?
I might, but I need to finish this off, David.
You might?
Just
I might like to, David.
Go on.
So I went to see, and they hadn't got it, and they were like, go to this shop on like 46 Upper East Side or whatever. And I was like, oh, it was getting dark. I was in Manhattan. There was loads of people. I was like, oh my gosh. So I finally, after about an hour and a half, found a shop.
How did you get there? Were you walking?
I just kind of walked into any shop that kind of looked electrical. And I finally got one. And then I was like, oh, I got back to the hotel and I plugged in. I was like, I was so tired by then from the stress, Davo, because I thought, the phone is dying. I've no charger. It's dark out. Yeah.
But what I was quite struck with you was, like, if I walk into a social situation and I don't know people, I don't know, I turn into a bit of a twat and I kind of... wanted the attention, or I don't know what the fuck. But you are very socially intelligent.
Thanks,
you know, you kind of just know how to read a room, and you can just, so you're very good company, I should say. You'd be a good travel companion, my dear.
Depends where you're going. Where are you going next?
Well, where were we thinking of going? Oh, we're going south of France, aren't we?
Oh, how posh, David.
Well, Hannah wants to go to south of France. I'm kind of into the idea of it because of the food.
Yes.
Baguette.
Jesus, we stopped at a few greasy spoons on the way to, we were, me and Aidan Killian were playing in a play in Malo, and then Leap, spelled L-E-A-P, which reads leap, but it's pronounced Leap. But, you know, you pull into these lay-bys and this food, you know what I mean, Jack? Like Irish full breakfast and this desiccated old fucking mushrooms and, you know, scrambled eggs just looking back at you like, and then the thing is, the body shapes of all the people in that restaurant look like the food that they're eating.
Yeah.
You know, you just creaking, you know, big, flobby old Irish lads. Shoveling that shite into their muck holes.
Once they were young and muscly, and
while I was in Cork, I went to a nice old town of Castle Martyr. I don't know if anyone's heard of that, but that's a proper Irish town with not much going on. And I went into the pub there, and yeah, you have I love a pub like that, a proper old Irish pub, you know, yeah. Out in the countryside. Everyone's gone there by themselves. Mm. They're all drinking a pint of Smiddix or Guinness, you know. And I was looking for a taxi driver in the Castle Martyr, and they just had a number on the wall, and they said, call that fella, he might give you a lift.
Oh, that's charming.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the food like? Was it good?
Where?
In that pub.
Oh, I didn't eat anything.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's phone is on. Who's that phone?
I think it's mine.
Who's that phone?
Yeah, it was a missed call, David.
Whose phone is that?
Whose phone is that?
Whose phone,
who's phone is that? Whose phone is that? No, but whose phone is that?
I was ignoring it because I didn't want it to ruin the podcast. But
it did ruin the podcast.
Sorry about that.
Yes, I was in a place yesterday called Hayes Restaurant in... what the fuck was it? I just have to give it a shout out. Hang on a sec. Hayes Restaurant. Hayes Restaurant. Hayes Restaurant. Hayes.
Oh. David, you're taking your time.
Yeah, I'm going to cut this bit out. Hayes Restaurant.
Oh, Glendale. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. Jack, where was that restaurant you were talking about?
I wasn't talking about a restaurant. I was talking about my time down in Castle Martyr.
And
oh, in yeah. When we were down there, yeah. Well, but you were only there for a fucking hour, Jack.
I know, but...
he was telling a charming story about a taxi driver and his number on the wall, and he could, you know, call him. There wasn't a taxi... You didn't listen, David,
it clearly left
you?
Quite an impression on me. The
what
the
was the story again?
David, you didn't listen. That's, I was saying, what were you thinking? You have to listen.
I can't.
And then respond.
Hannah, come back down to earth.
I can't believe it. You're having a podcast. Look, and it was with you as well, Debo. You're telling the story. He doesn't listen. Talks about something else.
I know, it's so bad.
Changes.
It's true.
What you do on the podcast, you listen.
It's so embarrassing. Hannah's so right, Debo. Like sometimes I've watched back on podcasts. And somebody's saying something quite interesting, but because I'm so wrapped up in my narcissistic
brain, thinking for the next thing to say.
And then I'll interrupt and say something that's less interesting than what the person's saying. And I'm looking at this going, oh, you fucking tool. And you know when you're angry with somebody and the person that you're angry with is yourself, but you can't escape yourself. That's why I'm an alcoholic.
That could be like the creative genius in Devo. You know all the people that are really creative and they always have something coming next. So maybe it's that Devo needs to get the things out. You know?
Yeah, but then in the podcast form because you're not listening to the people. You're
I tried to save you, David.
Yeah, you're an enabler. That's what you are.
Sorry.
Hey, listen. So can I just say, I was at this, you know, talking about shit food, but there are some places that they really give a shit and care and have passion about their food. And one of the places was this place called Hayes Restaurant. And it was in Glandore, which is in West Cork. And West Cork, okay? And I had this fish pie. Fuck me twice. It was delicious. It was absolutely brilliant. And it really does, like good anything, like good company, good this, good drink, good food, good walk. It restores your faith in life. And it was, it set me up for the rest of the day. Interesting thing about West Cork. I'm 58. Never been to that part of the country, right? And I honestly think, because I hear West Cork is full of these expats, you know, oh, darling, I love West Cork. I have a house in West Cork. And it sort of, for some reason, turned me off the idea. It's just full of these fucking hippies who think West Cork is all mystical. It's kind of like, you know, what's your man? Expats who live in Wicklow and they go on about the mist and the mysticism. Meanwhile, the farmers who live and work and toil the fields there, they just see it as a fucking place to feed their sheep and rare cattle. There's nothing mystical about the fucking place.
So, I think there is the farmers love the animals and love the land.
Do you reckon they come up to Portobello and they say the same things about here?
Who?
Like
I was down in Portobello and I went past Davos Road and it was mad. It was full of hippies.
What the fuck?
They see a bench and they're like, oh, that's magical.
Sorry. No, I guess my point
it's
is...
It's a wishing bench.
You know the way... It's the type of, or my idea of the, whatever idea I have about the type of people that inhabit West Cork or go or shite on about it. There's just this, there's an expat
what's
community.
What's so good about West Cork?
Well, I don't know, it's all full of these types who, you know, oh, darling, you know, British expat people who live there. And they've kind of ruined, you know, up until recently, they've ruined the idea of going there for me. In the same way, golf could be a good game, but I'll never know because of the kind of cunts that play it. You know what I mean? And they ruin the game for me, maybe.
Yeah, but you don't have to play with them.
But West Cork,
I know a lot of dickheads who play football, but I still love it.
But isn't it funny, like how it's crazy? Like my head is. I just, you know, I hear about a few people who, you know, oh yeah, no, I'm growing fucking vegetables out of my asshole on a little cabbage patch in West Cork. It's just wonderful, darling. And I'm just thinking, oh, fuck off. It's the same type of people who live on the side of a thing in Wicklow. I know I built a house out of sustainable egg cartons.
That's not that bad, you know.
Well, you see, you'd love West Cork then.
I love West Cork.
Because it's right up your vaginal canal.
Any bachelors with a house in West Cork, you know where to call.
I even like...
has to be spiritual.
You know,
any spiritual
like
people
Cotton,
I've ever met, they're the most...
I thought it was beautiful, but it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's West Cork as well? Yeah, it is.
But no. Anyway, when I was down there, I was down in a place called Connolly's of Leap.
Lep.
Of Lep, David.
And it was quite spectacular. It was a beautiful place. And
I
felt quite ashamed that I had neglected that part of the country that I was born in on the basis that a couple of schmelly old hippies walking around with fucking mutts on pieces of string and banging a djembe and, you know, live down there in some, you know, fucking...
It looks like Italian Riviera.
We live in a yurt. We live in
it's
a yurt.
It's got a lot of boats.
I gave birth to my child in a yurt on West Cork and it's been raised by dolphins. Yes. No, we're very fluid sexually. No problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they got a slight German-ness.
Yeah, I'm doing Wim Hof techniques in the mornings. And then I just have bowls of oxygen in the daytimes.
You know, there's a trend on Instagram where the people they record themselves getting into an ice bath and then overlay it with inspirational audio.
Okay, I've done the
Talk into the microphone, love, yeah?
I've done the recording myself doing the ice bath in the gym a few times.
Oh, yeah?
But not in, like, a cocky way. Just, like, I did it on a really cold day as well. So I was like, am I mad doing this? And most people said, yeah, you are. But it's really intense. It's difficult to stay in it, David.
Did you put your head in or just...
No, it's kind of a regular size, so you kind of sit to your waist.
But so that's not that's not the real thing, down, is it?
Yeah. I haven't gone all the way, no.
So that's a bit cheating.
Yeah, but considering, like, I've never really done them, it's only recently.
Did you do it in a bath or the sea?
The bath in the gym, yeah.
And did you just put, like, the cold tap on, or did you...
Speaking to the mic,
Debo, what's the problem with
I
the
keep, like, forgetting that, like, we're on a podcast. Yeah, I think I'm just, like, in Devo's talk to Devo.
Yeah, because you wouldn't normally, you know, be you like know, this normally.
I know, I talk
where,
too
where
much
did, where did where did Devo come from? Well, we want to hear the origin
Devo,
of Devo.
Devo, can you just talk...
Devo.
Just talking
to them. Don't clamp somebody's thigh. Just relax and let...
Oh, yeah.
Devo
I forget,
and Devo on
so
tour.
So I did do the ice bath videos, but I didn't do whatever you're saying about the voiceover. I felt really proud of doing it, David, and I'm going to do more, but you feel really good afterwards, so it is true.
Did you put up the video just going to your waist, though?
Well, like, clothes on, so I went in clothed, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why are you talking like you've just been injected with opium? You're all, like, so positive.
But I'm usually positive, David. No,
you're not, Devo.
Yes, I am, David.
So jumping into an old bucket of ice is now a big deal. Well, me and Drina went to Antarctica and we swam with the polar bears. Unfortunately, Drina was eaten immediately, but it was wonderful. She almost became part of Antarctica. Thank you. I'm so angry.
But, you know, this is not a new thing. You know, the people who live up north and Russians, they'd be jumping. They would have ice swims.
Oh, did you see there was some awful fucking video of somebody who jumps into the ice and there was a big water flow and they didn't know it. And she just goes, whipped under the ice.
Wow, she died?
Well, yeah, she's living under the ice quite happily, Jack.
Wow, that's amazing.
Dave, well, before
she found Atlantis.
You have to tell me more about Thailand. That's what we paused on earlier. So tell me what you did.
Yeah. Well, you know, Debo, we did a podcast from Thailand, and we enjoyed it. Oh, I think you would have liked it there.
Do you think so?
Do you have any desire to go to Thailand?
It's never been on my radar, but I don't know much about it. So maybe.
What is it on your radar?
More of the States.
I think
and a bit more Europe.
Business start kind of very strict business women. You like that? They're on your radar, aren't they?
No.
Well, what you do? You love you kind of, you know, very like, hello, welcome. I'm a very executive woman with a suit. They're the type.
How
of
do you know that, David?
Because you've never go on, oh, stop going on about it.
Well, like, that's not been on my radar for a long time. Because, like I said, my focus is on home, my parents.
So
like,
your libido is on the shelf, as it were.
Oh my gosh.
Why can't we not talk about
maybe.
Your,
yeah. But, like, you know what, David?
Oh, your libido is.
When you go without for a long time, you actually realize it's not that important.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I don't really, I'm more focused on like developing myself and okay. learning from mistakes and like looking after my parents, all that sort of stuff, than I am with, like, I kind of was messy for a few years. Like, you knew that I tried out the dancing and I kind of was, you know, I made a few mistakes, but I've learned now because I'm nearly 30. So now I kind of sit and think more.
Well, Debo, yeah, you can call them mistakes. Because they were, no, they were...
Like meeting you, David.
Ah. Challenges. No, but you try different things out, you know, just to explore things.
Yeah.
And because usually people regret things they haven't done, right?
Yeah. As opposed to things and that's why done. I made some mistakes. I said, like, I kind of knew they weren't for me, but I didn't want to be old and dying and say I never did that. So I'd rather done something and it wasn't for me than to regret and can't go back.
Yeah. Do you mean that people measure their...
Measure what?
People measure their self-worth by fucking relationships, Anna.
Maybe.
And then, so Debo, by abstaining from relationships at the moment, it's just, you feel just stronger. You're getting there.
Yeah, I just feel it's not the time. It hasn't been the time for a long time.
But anyway, business-type women really get you going.
Oh, God, David.
Yeah, that's
my
what
mother could hear this again.
What about cufflinks?
But there's nothing wrong. It's totally
that's
acceptable. We have different things that get us going.
Yeah, I like sophistication, David.
Sophistication. So you like Deirdre O'Kane?
Oh no,
I can't say that because you were going on today that you think she's gorgeous, which is good.
Are you going to put this in the podcast?
Oh, no, we
Deirdre
can't.
Might see it.
So what if she fucking sees it?
Deirdre was sitting in that seat. Yeah. I was hoping you'd put me in there because I'd be like, oh, I was in Deirdre's seat.
But there was another seat here, so she was here and I was there. So because there was four.
Oh, you could be
us.
Sitting on Deirdre's seat.
So you could.
Oh, maybe you moved Deirdre's cushion to here and you didn't tell me. So Deirdre was sitting here.
Yeah, Deirdre sat on that cushion.
I know. David, you have to admit though, when you post the podcast, loads of the comments were saying Deirdre is very good looking.
Emma Doran's very good looking as well, too. They're beautiful young ladies of the night.
Yes.
I say
they're not
Deirdre.
Ladies of the night, Hannah.
Oh, David, you know, like, what?
They're ladies who work at night because they're comedians.
Yes. Yeah, so
do you know what ladies of the night
yes,
mean?
Yes, the ladies who sell themselves for sex.
I served Deirdre in Dunn's when I was about 19, 20. So about 10 years ago when I was in college and she was like doing some show in the gaiety. And I was like, are you Deirdre? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, hi.
Oh, yeah.
And then I served the clothes. Yeah.
Oh, that's
what was she buying? Clothes?
In Dunn's, yeah.
In Dunn's?
Yeah, I worked like part-time when I was a student.
Was she buying clothes in Dunn's?
I can't quite remember.
I just can't. You know, Dunn's stores is one store which clothes are really, really bad. Like they miss fitting, you know, they never cut properly.
I don't
you
shop
know,
much
even
there.
Knickers, they don't fit. You know how knickers cannot.
But there are some people who are really, really, really on a budget and they've got kids. It's very.
If you're on a budget, go to Penny's. They're better than Dunn's stores, okay. I think.
Yeah, I don't think Dunn's stores is even that cheap.
And my heart goes out to certain people in situations. You know what I mean? You know, little kids, and they, oh God, and just buy them little clothes. And Jesus, I can't handle it, Jack and Daniel. My little boys, my little sons. Daniel, do you want to do Open the Cage, my son? So how was it for you, Daniel, in Ballycotton? What did you think of the whole thing?
It was different. Like, I didn't know really what to expect, like, because it was new experience, and just doing like a podcast in front of an audience was surreal. It's a bit strange, like people watching you have a conversation, like, you know.
Okay, can I read something? Somebody said, just wait a second, because it's funny. Somebody says awkward, and somebody else has replied, very. Another one, that's what's hilarious about it. And another one, so true. He was so unfunny that it was so hilarious. I don't understand why so many others aren't as clever as us to see that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but go in to see who that person is.
The last one is Paddy Mappy.
Okay, but see if they have, you know, how many, like,
Oh yeah, they probably
show me. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, but they're allowed to have their opinion. They're allowed
to screenshot.
They're allowed to have their opinion.
Oh, that's a screenshot.
You got to take the good with the bad.
You know,
we majority get positive feedback, and the odd person's going to do negative. You know,
which is what I.
It wasn't that negative. Negative. It was actually.
Yeah, it's true. It's like this article came up about Devo or something that I saw. I think it was on like Facebook or some social media a while ago, and the comments I clicked in, and it's like, it's true what we're saying. Some woman said, I saw Deva once in Temple Bar and he hit me over the head with a bike or something. I was like, it's not true. Like, and then someone replies, oh, I know, I was there. I said it to Deva. I was like, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And then they don't know you, so they just jump onto stuff they've heard.
Were you, Daniel, when we were doing the Ballycotton thing, were you hoping that I wouldn't talk to you, or did you mind, or what, Daniel?
Well, I don't know. I just, I was a bit shy, I suppose, at the thing. Yeah, I didn't exactly know what to say. Yeah, exactly. But like, yeah.
But if you ask him a question, he would respond. But you didn't.
Oh, geez, I just want to see if Ruby's outside. Just 2 seconds. How long have you been broadcasting, Daniel?
47 minutes.
It was longer.
Oh, but the poor Roxy, he's...
He'll be fine. He's just, like, in a strange area, according to him.
Oh, look, Ruby doesn't want to come in because she smells.
No, there's no... The dog's only upstairs, Ruby.
He has everything he needs there. He has his toy.
Yeah, she's, like, slinking in there.
Shall I open?
Maybe not. Is the door closed?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, just let's finish before
leave Ruby here. I'll put her in the pan.
Okay. The door is closed, though.
Actually, I have a gift for Devo.
No, you
so,
don't.
Yeah, I brought it, and then you'll be like, you'll see that I'm really cute, right?
Go on.
Will I do it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Right, I'll have to get over there.
Let me get it. Where is it?
All right, so take my bag. I know that you love this.
Is it weird, Devo?
Yes, so just bring over the black bag.
Oh, black bag.
Right. Let's see. Right. Okay, open it.
Okay.
Don't go for the obvious things, like the Toffos and the Lucozade, the other thing.
Don't show Lucozade, we're not sponsored, fuck them.
Do you remember Sarah took that photo?
Ah, Debo.
I know. It's adorable.
Aww.
When I got my little doggy.
Actually, I'll hold that up. Can you
see
that?
And Devo met him for the first time.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
It's like a little.
It's like we're husband and wife and we've just got our baby.
You know, I got it printed ages ago for myself and I was like, I'll give it to Devo.
That is so beautiful, Debo.
Yeah, it's really cute. I like it. It's like she just captured a moment.
You're very touching, Debo, and you're very classy and I'm feeling emotional. And look what Debo just got me. Look, folks.
Well, I give you
the
those
fee fees. I
haven't had those in ages, and thank you.
No, you had them when we met, so you eat the fee fees for 33 years.
Debo, you're so sweet.
Oh, you're welcome,
and
David.
Can you give?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like
no. I'm gonna give you.
I was gonna do a weird hand thing.
I'm gonna give you a kiss later, so you better get ready.
Oh, thanks, David.
Yeah. I know you don't like affection too much from me.
Do you like the photo, Devo?
I love the photo. It's beautiful, Devo. It's really.
Imagine
really...
Ruby was in it, and she's not in it.
It's just a gorgeous photo. It's really, really sweet.
It is.
I'm gonna frame
Sarah
it.
Sarah took it.
I'm gonna frame it.
Mm.
Down here.
And it's gonna go on the wall. I need to fix that wall.
That's beautiful, Hannah, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
That's me.
You're just destined to be together.
Will we do? Yeah. Moving right along. No,
right,
I would. Do you think in a different life, do you think we could have got married, Debo?
You probably were.
I don't think I'll ever marry anyone.
No, but I mean, in a different life, do you think you and me, like if I wasn't weird and, you know.
If I wasn't flaky.
If it, you know, and I was a bit
in
younger.
In a different
I was
life,
younger.
You were different. And,
and I
you
different.
Were a woman and Debo
what would
was
we call
a man.
If we had, say we had a little daughter, what would we call our daughter?
Debo and Devo, we could do like Dello?
Dervla.
I don't know.
Dervla.
Doreen.
Doreen.
We're like fixated on the most posh name.
And you'd be a great mother, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm a great mother to my dog, so I think maybe.
Yeah, you're not the dog's mother now, love.
Well, I think I am, David, because I do everything for him. Are you, no, do you have this opposing like view? I know some people are like, you can only go to a certain point with pets. You can't say like, I'm their mother and all that. Are you kind of like that? I don't hate you.
No, Jesus. No, Debo, I love the way, Debo, I love the way when she was a little puppy, you were walking around.
Do you remember the day I got the pram?
She got a pram. You'd see her walking up and down and people would be just kind of looking at Debo and they're thinking that she's the mom with the baby. And then they'd be looking into the pram. Yeah, and the little dog. And they'd be like, ah, Jesus, look.
And
God,
you know, Hannah,
her.
Like, the first pram was like dark. It was black. So people would see me with a pram. They'd automatically open doors. And then when they'd look, they'd go, fucking weirdo. I felt like I was like, I'm being respected now.
No, but it was very sweet.
What about breastfeeding?
Did you? Hannah? Jack, what are you looking at?
Well, leave Jackie. Jack alone.
Well, I'm just looking at some,
conspiracy? You're not prepared?
Daniel, can we do Open the Cage? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Open the Cage. Some trivia about Nicolas Cage. Nothing trivial about Nicolas Cage. Wait for it.
That's all you have to do!
Okay, so Nicolas Cage is going to be... a new trailer is released for his new movie, Arcadian. And it's like a post-apocalyptic thriller horror. And so I think it's going to be really cool to see Nicolas Cage fighting off big zombie creatures kind of from the night and stuff. So
I love science fiction, Daniel.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so I'll be looking forward to him kicking ass.
Favorite science fiction movie, Daniel?
Oh,
one of your favorites.
I mean,
name a science fiction movie.
Blade Runner is pretty cool.
Absolutely brilliant. I remember first seeing Blade Runner when I was a child and it blew me doors off. You know, living in Oakley Grove and Black Rock and, you know, life. It was a lovely...
See, David, it's just that you're posh and you think I'm really common. I grew up in Black Rock. Of course you think I'm trash. David! You say words like thought. I thought.
It's funny, though, this accent... Maybe less so Debo's accent, but certainly when you're doing gigs down the country. I was playing in Mallow a few days ago, and it whatever likability you have is reduced a lot with this D4 accent.
Yeah, because, you know, like if you hear Cork accent and the way say boat, how do you say boat?
No, so Hannah was hanging out with this guy, yeah, heart opens up, me eyes.
Yes,
you're trying
course.
To dig yourself out of the hole that you got yourself in the other day. She was talking to a guy and he was saying, yeah, go down there and take a left at the boat. And then Hannah convulsively goes, boys! She's, and we were all looking, for fuck's sake.
I really liked the guy. He was really charming, really nice.
What were we
he
just...
He was saying she couldn't even look at me, you know. She looked at me, she started laughing.
Oh, she couldn't even look at me because she was laughing so much. Yeah, it was very funny.
And, you know, I have a friend.
But I think people know. I think people can feel whether you like them or not. And so if people sense you like them, then it doesn't matter what you say. Because, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, but actually, I have to say that down that part of Ireland is really spectacular. It's not beautiful. Like Kerry, not like Connemara. It's his own place. All these little rivulets, all these little kind of coves and everything. Like
is
that.
This a free advertisement for the Cork Tourist Board, David?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm being sponsored. No, I'm being sponsored by a cove. I'm being sponsored by the sea.
But it is
really
lots
beautiful. Of cocaine swilling around Lep and all that.
Oh yeah, people will just try to sieve out something.
Well, I don't know, Jack or Daniel or Debo, have you been following this? So, you know, apparently there's a drug called cocaine and it's very popular in certain...
What's that?
Yeah.
It's part of the D4 areas, David.
Well, apparently it's endemic, epidemic. It's an epidemic. It's at epidemic proportions. A lot of people take it.
No discrimination with cocaine.
How do you mean?
But recently, apparently,
big, tall, black, white, poor, rich.
Well, do you know what
everyone?
Do you know what it is though? So the trick is you're trying to get these drugs from wherever, and they were trying to transport it through Ireland. But yeah, apparently,
because
they
didn't have that much cocaine, but that drug, which is like, what is it called? A lot of people get addicted to.
Oh, methan. I know the one.
What's crack. It?
No.
So this says that Gardaí believe gang attempted to ship in land 1 billion euro worth of cocaine in West Cork.
When? Just recently?
Yeah, but Saturday, it wasn't 16th cocaine. Of March.
It was what's that drug called?
Crack.
Not oh, crack. The new one.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
They had a lot of fentanyl.
But what it was interesting. I took a note of it actually. I don't know if I still have it. Just the terminology used. I might just have to edit this part, because I took screenshots because I thought it was quite funny the way they. No, that's not it. The way they fuck me in the face. Who's that? Listen.
Are they fighting? No.
No, it's the cat and the dog's feeding.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Well, ooh. they said a rib. Yeah. So they have to transport the cocaine from a big ship to a smaller boat to get it into the harbor or whatever.
Mm.
And that type of boat is called a rib, okay. Right? Which sounds like a condom, but anyway, it's a rib. And, you know, the local said there was a rib acting suspiciously. How does a fucking boat, does the rib kind of, normally a rib kind of goes like that, but this rib was going like... What's that fucking boat?
The boat.
Acting suspicious. But I think somebody said that, you know, normally there wouldn't be any activity around this part of Cork. So fucking some local would look. Where the fuck are they coming from and what are they doing? Now they. There's a boat out there and there's never fucking boats. There must be some shite going on. And then they fucking go, arrest that boat.
That was kind of the plot of The Guard, wasn't it?
Was it? John Michael McDonough's thing?
Yeah, because they were shipping in...
It is understood that the... Sorry, yeah.
It was John McDonough.
It is understood that the truck had been parked there overnight, raising suspicions locally. It was removed from the area at around 11 a.m. this morning. Now they swooped on the vehicle early on Thursday. They don't fucking just jump. They swoop. You can imagine in the Gardaí training college. All right, stand around that car. And now, are you ready? Fucking swoop! It's not a fucking swoop. That's a lep, you cunt. You're jumping. You're fucking hopping. Do you know what? How does you swoop? Show me how you swoop, Anna. That's how you swoop. You swoop. You go in, you swoop. Gardaí O'Brien, swoop. Swoop in. So the Gardaí were swooping. That you should open up. A short time later, Gardaí intercepted. They can't just stop. They intercepted. Look. Hold that phone and I'm going to intercept it. Look. Intercept. Anyway, that's not funny. Gardaí intercepted a camper van as it drove along the N71 through Lep Village, which I was at two days ago. A short time later, Gardaí intercepted a camper van as it drove along the N71 through Lep Village, about 16 kilometres northeast of Tregumna. What the fuck? It's funny, like you'd never, these names, place names for these places, Tregumna, which is 2 miles away from Cacajunga, which is fucking 50 miles down the road from Huishtabakla Lachadafochna. By the way, the worst fucking film I've ever cunting seen in me fucking life, I just had a look at it to see how bad it was, Irish Wish.
Is it bad?
With fucking Lindsay Lowshite. Fuck me in the face.
What is the end of the story?
No, just to say, have you seen that Irish Wish? I would recommend, there's parts of the film where you're looking at it like this. Ah, you fucking idiot. You're going like, are you a fucking... There's one part where this woman is, she looks like she's a fucking leprechaun and she won, and she's, you won Lindsay Lohan. Who's shite, and everybody in it is shite, and the whole. But it's obviously written for a massively ignorant American audience who haven't got a clue. And why should they have a clue? They're American, and they don't need to know anything about Ireland, and most people don't. But anyway, it's all like, ah, 'tis myself and your, hey, 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 ho, Ah, viddly daddly darling.
Yeah, well, they needed to put out that movie after that American tourist got assaulted in Dublin, remember?
Oh, yeah. Sure, wouldn't I be granting you three wishes there if you wanted it? Look, and she, you know, I think the premise is that her mate is marrying some guy that she fancies. So this one goes, I'll grant you three wishes. Would you be sitting down on the fucking magic chair? And you're like, oh, you cunts. And then you want, I don't want to sit down. I should just be sitting down. And you know, I mean, it's so embarrassing. We should do like our version of American Wish and put every fucking cliche of Americans. Hey, I'm a big yank. I got nuclear powerheads in my fucking pockets, dudes.
David.
Hey, do you want to have some Oreo cookies, bitch?
You've done the whole podcast with your bag on. It's like me, sometimes I can't
relax. It's not a bag, love. It's a phone bag.
Oh, shit. Just embarrassed the tit off myself.
Yeah, but they're nice little small ones.
Okay, what about the Gardaí? Are you finished? Did you finish the story?
Locals directed dramatic scene. Locals described dramatic scenes as several marked and unmarked Gardaí.
Okay.
Locals described dramatic scenes as several marked and unmarked Gardaí cars surrounded the vehicle and forced it to stop.
Will I try it, Dave?
Come on.
What part will I read?
Okay, wait a second. Just 2 seconds. The operation has begun.
And then locals, Hannah will do it.
Locals reported an unmarked yacht anchor. Locals reported an unmarked yacht anchor a short distance offshore and noticed people coming ashore in a rubber dinghy and then going into a nearby cottage.
Debra was supposed to read.
Right, I'll do a line. Where will I start, Debra?
Anywhere.
And what am I doing?
I don't know, just anything. Just read.
Locals reported an unmarked yacht anchor a short distance offshore, noticed people coming ashore in a rubber dinghy and then going into a nearby cottage that had been rented some days before by people with a van. Oh, jeez, a white van.
Very good, Debo.
You could do, Hannah.
Debo, that was excellent.
I don't know what accent that was.
That was a very good accent.
Yeah, it was a very good accent.
What kind of accent was
it? It was Cork.
That was from, no, it was from
Galway or somewhere.
Galway, yeah.
It wasn't Cork.
They understood to be looking for a rib. Oh, yes. Well, they are also, so a potential huge amount of cocaine was intercepted off the coast of Cork. The Gardaí are also understood to be looking for a rib, which has been acting suspiciously off the southwest coast. You know, just these ribs. How does a rib act suspiciously? That's funny.
It's got a trail of white powder coming off the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a rib. It's just like this. Look, in the water. Look. You see that rib over there, Paddy?
Looks a bit suspicious, David.
Well, that's the thing. When you go there, they know every boat. You know, they'd say, whose boat is that?
Whose phone is that?
Whose boat is that?
Whose phone is that?
Roy Keane should run the Gardaí, shouldn't he? Yeah. He'd be just sitting there like he'd be a figurehead. He'd be like the Michael D. Higgins of the Gardaí, and he'd just be sitting there in the middle of Ireland, and he'd just be able to feel things. Just he'd just be like this. Look, there's something happening over in the southwest of the country. That fella shouldn't be there, because he'd have spidey senses like Spider-Man. There's somebody in Dublin trying to break into a fucking house. You shouldn't be there. What are you doing there? Like, do you think Roy Keane is God?
There'd be no, there'd be proper consequences with Roy Keane. And
Yeah. If Roy Keane,
there'd be no, like, I need to rob this. My family, my child is starving.
This is Roy Keane's justice. Yeah, you know, like Judge Judy, Judge Roy. Yeah, come on up,
Judge Davo.
Sorry, Roy. I didn't. Yeah, come over here first. Like, you know, come here. Yeah, huh? Go on now. Tell a lie again. Tell a fucking lie. Sorry, Judge Roy. Yeah, okay, we'll need to work on that one. All right.
David, talk about your new fitness.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but you have definitely new gloves.
Oh, yes, I bought...
They are very feminine.
Yes, I was staying in a place near Connolly's of Lepp. It was a former priest training academy.
Okay.
You know, where priests used to learn how to be priests. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to... You have to practice for ages to get it right.
You ever thought about becoming a priest, Debbie? Oh, you can't because you're a woman.
No.
Nowadays you could.
I briefly thought about being a nun a good few years ago with a friend from school, and then we like bottled out. We were like, no, I don't think we could last.
It'd be boring.
I say it'd be a nice life, but a lot of sacrifices.
Now, when I was a child, I thought, because we used to go to Sunday school, and it was all about, you know, stories about vocation, being called by God. So I was really afraid that I'm going to be called by God, and I was praying for ability to stay away from going to...
I know. That's so sweet that you were, dear God, just don't be calling me like...
Mm.
Yeah, that's sweet. Because you think it's a real thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You think it's like suddenly, you know, there's a phone ringing inside your head. Ring. I'm not answering. God is calling me. Jack, do we have Conspiracy Corner?
Today on Conspiracy Corner, this is quite shocking and possibly true. Kate Middleton, no one knows where she is.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she's having plastic surgery.
Oh, Jack, and I heard from somebody told me that there was a newspaper editor who wanted to publish that allegedly, who's Kate Middleton married to?
William.
Prince William.
That Prince William allegedly is having an affair.
Not allegedly, yes, for 3 years since 2019.
Allegedly he's having an affair, and that woman allegedly is pregnant, and that woman allegedly doesn't want to have the baby.
Some marquees or something.
But the thing is that the newspapers, you know, like I think the Sun newspaper, they're really, you know, with the royal family, they're always sharing the pictures. Certain newspapers always
share the pictures. They're respecting royal family.
But they're using old pictures and stock photos. People have... found the pictures from previous pictures, so they're not like they're fake pictures they're using, not of the...
Well, can I just say to Kate article, Middleton, you know, drop him as fast as you can, because
is the thing, she might not be able to, you
but
know
you're listen, a fucking, can you let but, Jack go on with his conspiracy, because you know, like, you already have, you know, you've already solved other stuff.
David, can I have a drag of your...
Yeah, you know, you know how to use it.
It's very posh, David.
You know, for me, I don't mind if David doesn't listen.
Yeah, but like we want to hear that conspiracy. So what's conspiracy? That.
Yeah. Well. Anyway.
No, Jack. I know. Go on, please. Finish.
But yeah, so the people think, you know, she might have been even killed, you know. As far as that, because apparently she, you know, kind of like a Diana thing where she could expose certain things about the royal family, about Prince William. And, you know, it's been, you know, I mean, the whole Diana thing.
Well, when's the last sighting of Kate Middleton?
Well, it's been a while. It's been like a few months at least, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a good.
Well, I don't think the royal family would be knocking off Kate Middleton. That would be the end of the royal family.
Well, they could say that the operation didn't come out really well. And what operation? She went for operation, abdominal operation. And she hasn't been seen since then. She went to the hospital having it done. So she might not recover and have sepsis or whatever.
So, but it is funny, like, no matter, you know, how well off you are or what social status you have been born into, you know, there'll always be, you know, I mean, he's a human being.
Who?
Whoever. What's his name? The guy's married to Kate Middleton.
William.
Prince William.
And he wants to ride someone else. He gets
You know, history repeats itself.
His
you
mistress
know?
Looks like, very similar to Kate Middleton, so he's obviously got a type anyway.
what's her name? She's some royal as well. Like, she's a duchess or something.
So the theory is, the conspiracy is that the royal family may have
Well, I think basically she wants to divorce Charles or William. I think I'd say the truth is she wants to divorce William, and that would be terrible for the image of the royal family, because the Queen of England, she died, she was the last kind of thing, you know. And then no one really likes Charles because he's had woman beating accusations,
and
then your man
Charles
William, and then this stuff about sick. And then this stuff about William coming out being a cheater, you know. it's not looking good. And then if she divorces him, drama. Then there's no king and queen, you know. And then we take back the six counties and a little bit more. Maybe we'll get Wales as well.
Do you think that will ever happen?
Of course.
We'll get them back?
Yes.
What do you think, David?
Well, Hannah is very adamant that it will happen.
She talked to Mary McAleese in a car once.
No, but I think it will have to...
I was driving Miss Daisy. I was driving Mary McAleese for 2 weeks.
Oh.
I
think, and they had a lovely relationship.
And she's amazing. She's a really strong woman, very opinionated, but that's what gives her strength.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think what would have to do, you'd have to sit down with the hardest of the hardline unionists and these hardline Republicans and work out a way that they're both happy about, you know, a united Ireland, but still the unionists maintaining their connection to the UK or whatever.
If Scotland, for example, became independent, or, I mean, I don't think Wales will for a long time, but if Scotland had another independence vote and then they became independent, then, you know, it's kind of, well, it's no longer Great Britain, really, is it, anymore? Mm. You know, if Scotland are gone, it's just England and Wales. So then the unionists might not have as much of an affinity because they're British. They're not English. They're British, you know.
So there is less and less.
So what, they could have dual citizenship, couldn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, but I think as long as... If United Ireland, you know, I guess it is quite a beautiful item.
But you know what I mean?
It's a beautiful idea.
It's going to cost Ireland a lot of money. Safe. But, you know, like Germany, East Germany and West Germany, they united.
Yeah.
The same is going to happen in Ireland.
We're lucky, though, because, you know, if you go to, like, there's conflict now for a long time between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and Russia is actually the peacekeeper. They're doing quite a good job. But they've had the border switch a lot, so there's enclaves there in Azerbaijan and there's enclaves in Armenia of the different countries, you know, and they need corridors to go back through their borders, but obviously they don't have a good relationship with each other, so there's all these stuff going on within the corridors and everything, and that's why it's so hard to fix, whereas we're kind of lucky that we're on an island and we don't have these shifting borders, you know.
But it is quite very unnerving when you're in the Republic and then you go into the north of Ireland and you're supposed to think, oh, I'm in the UK now.
Mm.
You're not in the fucking UK. It's like geographically you're still attached to Ireland.
It's like
you know, going along with a sort of collective psychosis. So, I mean, these unionists are Irish. They're Northern Irish, but they are British as well.
Yeah, well, they were planted there in the 1600s.
The 1600s, yeah. It's so long ago.
You know.
But listen, there is a place for them to live in the United Ireland. They have a choice to stay.
The problem is that their whole identity is being British. You know? So it's not. They're not Northern Irish.
But how about this, Jack?
But listen, there's going to be a vote. No, but how about it's going to come out?
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say.
Probably a vote.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, as long as unionists feel like they can thrive and survive and progress and create wealth and be brilliant. You know, in a united Ireland. No, but I mean, they have to feel part of and feel recognised. And so,
of course.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of the our flag, the tricolour.
The tricolour.
The white,
that means the Republicans have to get their fucking head around that as well. That the Protestantism and Catholicism, I mean, it's more of a tribal thing. We're part of the same fucking country.
I think that
would be pretty special because we could learn from each other. I'd love to learn from unionists and Protestants.
I think they do. There's more, you know, there's maybe even...
learn how to play the flute.
You know, the South, the Republic of Ireland, it's not that eager to take on Northern Ireland because it's going to cost them a lot of money.
I think the kind of, you know, upper class... You know, dubs and stuff,
Shinners. It's like, they call them Shinners.
It's your own people hate you the most. So there is definitely like, you know, but I don't know. I think as the generations are going on more and more.
I think it would be a very positive thing.
Yeah.
It will be.
But I think even, you know, the generations of in Northern Ireland now, you'd have mixed backgrounds hanging out with each other.
Yeah, be lovely. So and just chill the fuck out. Yeah, and let's think about our kids and just
people
think.
People don't care anymore.
But also, I think it would be great for Irish because it would be like you got that pen back, which you lost, and you got your power back. So I think if Irish got united, they would get their power back.
Well, I mean, we don't really even have autonomy over our own Republic of Ireland anyway.
I know,
so it's all of it.
Oh, do you mean because of the EU situation?
Well, because we're completely controlled by corporations and
the
EU to a certain degree, but at the same time
we
would have been fucked.
Final word
EU.
With Devo. What do you think about the whole United Ireland situation?
I mean, I'd like to see it in my lifetime. I think maybe it will happen, hopefully. Yeah. That's my take on it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Devo.
What about your fitness, David? You left that out.
No, I've been. Devo, this isn't
he
the
can't
only.
He can't stop going on about the fucking
thing. Yeah, we bored. But Devo. Shitless.
We left out loads.
So
classes.
Much fun having you here and chatting to you.
Thanks for the invite.
You're so charming. You're so lovely. Love spending time with you. I don't know why you abandoned me.
I didn't.
Devo, I'd just like to say...
I shall return like a bad smell, David.
I'd just like to say that it's been great having you around. I hope we can see each other again sometime. You don't have to leave here, but you can't... You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank my beautiful ex-wife, Hannah.
Yay!
My friend... What's your second name? Your surname? You don't want to say...
Oh,
I'm trying to think of some common name.
Devo. It's Max Savage.
It's Devo Bourne. And thanks, my two sons, my beautiful young stallions, my lovely gay porno actors.
Out of
Groovy, baby.
Jesus. Thanks, folks.
And thank Ruby as well.
Do you suggest that they have OnlyFans page or something?
Okay, thanks, folks. See you all again soon.
Just look at me, man.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.